So light it up, let his love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Welcome home to light it up alive.
Hey, we're back. Welcome to another episode of Light It Up Live, where we're igniting minds and elevating faith. I'm your host. I'm John. I don't do this thing alone, though. I got my boy Josh with me.
What's up, man? How you doing, buddy?
Chilling. Oh, man.
What a day.
I'm doing good, brother. That pre-show was a little something. It was a little stressful.
We had a special guest, but they had some technical difficulties, and we're definitely going to reschedule her soon.
Absolutely.
And, I think sometimes things happen, weather gets bad and all that, you know, internet gets wonky. So it happens. Yeah.
We were supposed to have Victoria Burmeister. She was supposed to come on tonight. And she was excited about it. We was excited to have her because she's got such a wonderful story of overcoming, of resilience. And it was going to be super powerful. We're still going to have her on, but we just had to pivot. That's why we're on so late, because these shows don't do themselves. You got to plan. You got to get ready. And so we had to pivot at the last minute, do some different writing and figure some things out. But we decided that on episode 36, we're going to do it was on my heart today to do a motivational video, and it was on Don't Walk By. So tonight we're going to do episode 36, Don't Walk By. But before we get going, we always like to tell you guys how we came up with Light It Up Live. Our buddy Impact pulled this out of the Bible, Josh, and it's from Genesis 1:3-4. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated light from the darkness. That's what we're trying to do here on Light It Up Live. We try to bring a little bit of light into a dark world one episode at a time. So yeah, man, episode 36, my brother.
Yeah. Another good week. Another go by, you know?
Another good week. It was a good week. We going out of town next week, brother, you and me.
And it starts spring break down here. Monday starts spring break, and it's going to be record lows again in the temperature.
Record lows.
Well, these poor kids can't catch a break, can't they? They just want to go to the beach, man. Whatever.
You guys don't forget out there and on Facebook and YouTube, if that's how you're watching us tonight, that you can interact with us. You can go into the chat and we can see it. Josh can talk to you back. And we got also put it up on the show. So if you got any comments for the show, if you're on YouTube or Facebook, we can interact with you on those platforms. But we do go live simultaneously on YouTube, Rumble, and Facebook.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had to pivot, man. I felt bad for Victoria, dude.
Yeah, I did too, because you could tell she wanted to be on the show, and we wanted her on the show. Nothing personal. It's an open source show, so we start whenever we need to. So.
Absolutely, and we'll have you back on, Victoria. Don't you worry, we are going to have you back on. It's just we had to pivot because we just couldn't get her internet working right, and that's okay. we'll have her back on. She's got a powerful story, and man, I can't wait to hear her story and let her come on and share some of her her overcoming. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, her story's too good to have some technical issues ruin it. So
yeah, absolutely. We're gonna have her on for sure. So Victoria, don't you worry.
For sure,
you'll be on here with us soon. So tonight we pivot, man. We pivot. you got a spotlight today, brother.
I got a spotlight. Yeah, something I want to talk about. You know, you always tell me to talk about what's on my mind and
what's on Josh's mind.
All right,
boy, let's get ready for Josh's spotlight. Hold on, you can't start without this.
Ooh. Oh,
okay.
Can't start without that.
Can't start without that. I don't know what I was thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. I like your little remix.
Yeah. Yeah, a little skippy back and forth.
What's on Joshua's spotlight tonight, brother?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, the Second Amendment. And whether you're, you know, pro-Second Amendment or anti-Second Amendment, that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is your rights as a person to own and possess, if you're a good person, non-felon and all that good stuff, you know, your rights to possess a firearm. If you do, I definitely suggest you get insurance, shooter's insurance. These are lawyers that are like on call for anything that bad happens, God forbid, that if you did have to protect yourself and it was a problem, you know, you would need some protection from that. The Second Amendment is, you know, something that's supposed to be instilled with us through our Constitution. I know we have a lot of bylaws that take that away from people, like, you know, mentally ill people or certain felonies will take that away from people forever. And as much of a Federalist I am, I still agree with that. But pretty much the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791 as part of our Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia being necessary to security of a free state, the right of the people to bear arms shall not be infringed. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just a public service announcement. It's not really, like I said, opinionated in any way, which way, shape, or form. But that's my spotlight, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it was just a little tiny one. Because I was expecting the interview. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it kind of threw me off. Yeah, I was like, oh, what can I talk about? I was reading about this today, shooter's insurance. And I figured it was pretty good little spotlight.
So, guys, we had to pivot. Like we said, we were supposed to have a guest. And that's okay. She had some internet problems, and it happens, you know. And it's a live show, and we gave it a chance. You know, we tried to get it fixed. We tried to get it to reboot a couple of times, but we just couldn't do it. So we're gonna pivot, man. We're gonna do a show, episode 36, called "Don't Walk By."
And yeah, I like that title, bro. I like that.
I do. For guys that don't know, I do motivational videos, and this was one that was on my heart today, and I actually did a motivational video today called "Don't Walk By." And if you guys want to see those, you can actually find me on TikTok on look for Light It Up Live John, and you can find me there. But I want to play, Josh. I want to play the video I did today, and it can kind of explain what I'm talking about by "Don't Walk By." Let's play that.
You ever see someone and you can just tell that something isn't right? Maybe it's a coworker who's quieter than usual. Or maybe it's a stranger who's sitting somewhere all alone. Or maybe it's someone in a grocery store that just looks defeated. And most of the time, what do? We just walk by. Not because we don't care, but we assume somebody else will help, or we think it's not our place, or we're in just too big of a hurry. But what if that moment wasn't random at all? What if God put you in that exact moment at that exact time because you might be the person that's willing to stop? A simple "Hey, are you all right?" Simple smile, or a small act of kindness. You have no idea how powerful that can be to someone who's drowning silently. Sometimes the miracle someone else is praying for is just for another human who cares enough to notice. So next time you see someone struggling, don't just walk by. You might be the answer to a prayer that you never heard.
Task we said.
You ever see someone?
Yeah, I lost you on the audio, I think, buddy. But could be
that's
wrong.
Okay. I'm back.
There you go.
I'm back. But yeah, at the end of that, what they didn't see was I put text on the top of it, and it said, "Be the reason that someone feels seen today." And man, you know, I think this could be a pretty important topic to talk about, my brother. Don't walk by, because there's so many people that suffer in silence. You know, they're drowning in silence.
That, yeah, some people don't have nobody. So just walking in public, going to the grocery store, the gas station. Like, you know me, I've been called weird all the time because I talk to everybody. I'll be in line and talk about the energy drink you're buying or whatever, you know, tell people how to use the coffee machine. And sometimes I get people look at me like, man, what's wrong with you? Why are you so happy? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm happy to talk to
you. I love that. And I bet you'd have no idea. There's probably been so many people that was having a rough day that was close to you that you might not even know. You know what I mean? That rubbed off on them. Like, you know what I mean? Man, that dude made me laugh. Man, I needed that. I needed today.
Well, some of the people I've seen every day, because we go to the same store every morning, like, you know, after work, we go to that racetrack, you know, and every time I see them, they're like, hey, how you doing, buddy? You know what I'm saying? Like, they make it a point to say something to me, and it's...
That's right.
Yeah, it worked. It worked. It rubbed off, man. I like
Absolutely.
It.
But yeah, so it's, you know, don't... If you see somebody, you can tell sometimes, you know, that somebody is just off. You know, so somebody's just off. What if it's a coworker or somebody at the grocery store? Even, you know, it make it a point. I think make it a point to reach out. You know, I mean, don't just walk by. You know, and that could go for the internet too, Josh. You know, don't just scroll past.
No, there's been a lot of times, man. I've complimented like I do this castle build stuff on a video game, and I'll see somebody who built something. It's not that great, but I make sure they think it's that great. I go on there and I say, "Wow, man, I like how you're doing it." You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I know they love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do not hesitate to compliment people.
That's right.
Because it makes me feel good, actually. You know what I mean? I hope it helps them out, but in the same process, I'm helping me out. You know.
Yeah, and then you'll see those posts. You know, we're talking about, you know, internet. We see those posts from people, and they're just, they're being honest about it. You know, they're having a rough time of something in their life. Instead of just scrolling past, you could give them a, hey, man, are you okay? You can do that right there in the post. You know, how hard is that to take a couple seconds out of your day just to ask if somebody's okay? That might be the blessing that they've been waiting for, whether if it's in person or not, you guys. That could be the blessing that person has been waiting for. They've been waiting for somebody just to notice them, you know, just to be noticed that they're having a rough day.
Has it happened to you? It's happened to me. There's been times I've been lost in my own head, you know, and I'm out in public and someone's like I had a Fallout shirt on one day and someone's like, man, I love that shirt, man. That's the old school one too. That's not one of the new ones.
Right.
And I don't know. It pulled me right out of my little funk. And I was like, yeah, I've had it for like 20 years. Thanks, man. You know,
So, that starts conversation, and for one, and gets your mind off of it for another. You know what I mean? And you just, that simple conversation can bring you up out of the funk.
Well, it lets you know you're still around real people too, man.
Right.
Like, you know, this world is not as crazy as it feels sometimes. Sometimes it's the old fashioned place we used to live in. You know, I mean, trick or treat's not as big, and vice versa, whatever. But yeah, I mean, it helps out a lot just to talk to your fellow neighbors.
And let's think of it like this. Maybe, like, if you're, let's say, at a grocery store and you see somebody struggling, maybe God put those people in your path for a reason. Maybe it was supposed to happen to you because God knew that you weren't going to judge them. God knew that you wasn't going to ignore them. And he knew if he placed that person across your path, that you was going to say something. You was going to try to make them laugh. You was just going to ask them, are they okay? Hey, are you okay? You know, those words can go a long way, man. The power behind just giving somebody a smile, even, Josh, right? Just not even talking to somebody, just walk by, you know, give them a smile and a wave, you know, how you doing? Yeah. Like, wow, man, kind of needed that. I was just noticed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, hold the door for people. You know what I mean?
There you
go. Let them go in front of you. You know? Yeah, like one of my favorite things to do is be at the grocery store and I got a bunch of stuff and the lady behind me ain't got but one thing. And I'm like, what you talking about? You go right ahead. You already know.
I love it when somebody does that to me, man, because you're standing behind somebody. You got like a thing of milk and some cereal. And the person in front of you has got like the whole cart full. And you're like, man, I got two things, man. I'm going to be here so long, but this is the shortest line. And then when they give you that old, is that all you got? Come on. Man, that's a good feeling, bro.
Heck yeah,
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Now, speaking of groceries, we'll hear something weird. My lady said, have you ever seen the neighbors carrying in groceries? And I was like, no, I haven't. Oh. She's like, see, that's weird, right? I'm like, whatever. That's funny. And then I thought about it. I carry in groceries, but I've never seen none of my neighbors ever carrying in groceries.
Maybe I miss it every time? Maybe they're late night grocery people.
Man, no, the Walmart don't eat 24 no more. I don't know, man. We got security cameras around here.
Maybe none of them work, and we're at work while they're bringing in groceries.
That's a good point. Yeah. Or they get the deliveries, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to confess to something. I'm a delivery guy.
Oh, I don't mind it, man. The Walmart delivery has saved my day.
I'm a delivery guy. I can't stand going into Walmart. I can't stand it. I don't like going to Publix anymore. Even I've gotten so spoiled with the delivery.
the only thing bad about delivery is when they substitute you something. Like you get mac and cheese and they send you mac and please. You know, you're like, what is this, man? Like we're saving 25 cents.
Well, that could mean something totally different. Mac and please.
It could. they sent us some jalapeno flavored mac and cheese. I'm like, who eats this? I didn't even know it existed, but it's still in there.
You know what you can't get from the grocery store, Josh? But this is a good. You got kind of feeding that in there, boy. But you know what you can get it online.
What's that?
Dubby. Yeah, you can get.
I love the name of the product.
You like that segment, Dubby?
Yeah,
Dubby. This is the push and punch. What I got. If you go to Dubby, and if you go to Dubby.gg. And when you get your order and the discount code, if you put in at Light It Up Live, all one word, right here on Light It Up Live, you guys are going to get 10% discount. Look at that, Josh. Look how we're doing, people, man. We're getting people discounts on a delicious energy drink. This stuff is really good, man. I'm not lying. It is really good. It's got clean, smooth energy. It's got no sugar added into it. It's got a whole bunch of unique flavors. It sharpens your mental focus. It's got focus ingredients in it, man. It's got coffee fruit extract plus vitamins and amino acids, and it's good. I actually got me a nice big cup of it right now. I actually always bring a cup of it with me here for the show because it's
always for the show.
Gives me the energy on the show, and it's delicious. So you guys go check out www.gg.
GG. You know, every time I hear you say that 10% thing, I think of that movie, Old Brother, Where Art Thou? And he's like, you come in here, boy, I'll give you 10% apiece. I don't know. It just
Yeah, but don't walk by. I don't know why it was on my heart today, but it was, man. And that's why I did that motivation
because you knew
video.
You had to. Well, you knew you had to pivot, probably, maybe. I don't know.
No, I didn't know I had to pivot yet. That was this morning when I did the video. I thought I did show prep all day.
Yeah.
On writing stuff and getting stuff ready, and you know what I mean. But it's okay. It happens. It's internet. It's out of our control when the internet gets a little wonky, a little funky.
Well, it feels good to talk to these special people and, you know, to have things lined up that you can ask them that they'd really appreciate.
Yeah.
It goes a long way. You know what I mean? So,
we're glad
to have them.
And she's got a powerful story, Miss Victoria, and she's got a really powerful story. And we're going to have her on because, man, her story is going to reach somebody. It's a wonderful story of resilience. She's went through some tough times. You know, at 19 years old, she got into a really rough car accident, and she had a spinal cord injury that left her in a wheelchair and paralyzed from the neck down. And she's out there. She wrote a book. She's an author. She's a motivational speaker. And it's going to be wonderful to have her on. So it's okay, Victoria, if you're watching this, listening to this, it's okay. We're going to have you back on. We just
pivoted. Absolutely.
And we're
just pivoted.
We're not just going to walk back.
No, because we love our guests, man.
Yeah,
speaking
we do.
Of one, you want me to tell you something? Speaking of one of the guests, yes. I heard one of them sent you a care package.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
dude.
Yes. O'Brien Swift sent me the
quad
father.
The quad father.
Paperback too, that way I can read it and not feel bad about hurting the spine.
I talked to him. He said he sent you a hat too.
It might have came. I'm not sure. I got these two books. Maybe there's a second package coming. But
It didn't come. That's weird because he said he sent you a hat. He said, "But I got a hoodie." But he said the only reason why he didn't send you a hoodie is because that was his last one. He said, "But he sent you a hat, and everybody loves the hat, so you're supposed to get a hat with it."
Man, I don't know. I know he was sending a lot of stuff to a lot of people, so maybe.
But that's really good. Yeah, Mr. Brian Swift was on, man.
I love the books. The Quad Father, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at it. Such a good-looking book, too.
Yeah, man. What a great story that was. He was a pleasure to have on. Mr. Brian Swift was a great guest.
Now, he's definitely somebody who don't walk by. I'm sure he don't.
He talks to everybody. You know he does.
Yeah, you could tell he does. In public, he's probably always like, hey.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's so approachable, man.
He's the kind of guy that's got more dad jokes than me. And that's an achievement, bro, because I am the dad joke collector. You know what I mean?
He would have just said a joke about that somebody that definitely don't walk by. I'm going to leave it alone. But
you know who don't walk by? Somebody ain't got no feet. You know what I mean? They don't walk by. Yeah.
He's going to wheel by.
Yeah, he's going to roll by.
He would have said that joke, too.
Yes, he would. And smiled and told us to smile about it, too.
That's right. That's what's great about him is how he is. But, man, simple, hey, are you okay, Josh? Have you ever had to ask that to somebody? Man, you okay?
Oh, have I had to ask it? Yes. Yes, I've seen people in public, like, there's been a couple people I've seen crying. I know you've seen people in public crying, but there was I was at a Taco Bell one day and dude was crying. And I like, you all right? He's like, nah. And he told me the whole terrible thing that happened to him, you know. But I sat down with him, I ate, I talked to him. You know what I'm saying?
And you know how much they probably needed that?
I think so, man. I think so. You know what I mean?
You know?
And I was like, I even told him, I'm sorry I'm talking to you so much, dude. I just what I do. And he's like, no problem, man, no problem. So
and I can't say it enough, man, because the miracle that someone's praying for, it might be just for somebody to notice them. You know what I mean? Somebody to say something to them long enough to be noticed. That might be the prayer they was praying for. And so God put you right in their path for a reason to talk to them. You know what I mean? So that you could be their blessing and not even know it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, that's all of us. That's all we want. All of
Absolutely.
Us want to be noticed. That's what social media is all about. The notice
Amen.
Me, you know?
Amen.
And when people's not trying to do all those, you know, hoops and stuff to get noticed, they're just in public and someone still does.
Yeah.
It goes a long way, man. You know what I mean?
Really does.
Yeah, like I'll follow streamers all day that only have like two followers.
Yeah.
And I'll watch them. I'll have my whole other computer on just watching their stream just to make them feel good about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the game. I like the gameplay, but it does so much for
That's
them.
Right.
Like, here you go. I was playing Mario Kart with my son the other day. I let him win every round. No, you won. No, you won. No, but I let him win every round. And, you know, most people would be like, no, I wouldn't let him win. He's got to earn it. No, I want him to win. I want him to feel achieved, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Did just he doing just say something? Buddy. Yeah, oh yeah. He's like, what? But
that's amazing. We're live, you guys, and for people that just listen to this, we do video as well. And Josh just looked over to his left. He said, "It's just a joke, buddy." As he gets
yeah, you definitely won, man. I mean, smoke me on them turns. I'm telling you, you know. Oh, Mario Kart Master. But yeah, it just helps morale, man. If your ego feels good, if it's fed by other people versus your own ego, your selfishness, ego.
Right.
Yeah, man, it'll take you places. It'll make you feel better, you know?
Yep. So don't just walk by, man. We're gonna push that out. I might even have some t-shirts made up, man. Don't just walk by.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a good, that's a good message, man. Don't walk by.
Don't walk by, say
don't
hi.
Walk by. Hey, say you hi. Go. Don't yeah, walk man. By, say hi.
You know?
Or that would
definitely be on it. I need a coffee
don't
cup.
Don't walk by.
Yeah. Yeah, Mister. Say hi, Mister. Don't walk by.
That's fantastic. You need to do that with the voice changer. Don't walk by.
Don't walk by. Yeah, yeah. I could if I could figure it out. Yeah, if I could figure it out, right? Yeah. I don't want to even try it right now, man. I might blow some.
I kind of do. So
yeah. Oh, you go. Come on. Come on. You got it?
But
oh,
I kind of like this voice.
You like that voice?
Say hi. Don't just walk by.
Sound like Joe Pesci when he was little.
Joe Pesci. <You know? laughs> See, this is what happens when we have to do a show unplanned. We're doing voice changing and...
Yeah, and just talking about random things like, you know what I'm saying?
On the fly. Hey,
well, look, hey, there's a new movie on Netflix called War Machine.
I've seen it.
Did you see it? Oh, nope. What a good movie.
Good
what
movie.
A great movie. Yes.
I really appreciated it, too. That was really, yeah. really good. He wasn't going to quit no matter what.
No.
He was not going to quit.
I mean, I couldn't watch all the trailer because, unfortunately, trailers today will literally tell you the whole movie
the
if
whole
you're not
movie.
Careful.
Yeah.
The whole movie. You see the bad guy at the end, you know, pleading for forgiveness, and you're like, well, he obviously lost. he just summed up the whole movie in a 15-second trailer. That's why I like video games. You could spoil it for me. I still got to do it.
Yeah,
I still got to right. do the whole
Absolutely.
Game. I'm lying. Can't spoil the game for me. I haven't been watching Resident Evil nothing. I was like nothing. I want to play this game. Yeah.
And you know, I've also about the don't walk by. I've also been on the other end of it. I've been the person that has been, you know, just been in my head and just having a rough time. And you know what I mean? And maybe it's something that I just didn't feel like talking to my family about. You know what I mean? And I've been on that other end, like, you know, man, it would have helped to have somebody, you know what I mean? Just say, hey, you okay? And just be able to talk to somebody about something. I've been on the other end too.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had people reach out to me. I didn't even know, you know, hey, the best one on my mind is I started a new moving company. First day there, I'm working with somebody. I don't even know. I don't remember his name yet. And I get a phone call that my dad had passed away.
Mm.
So it was horrible at that moment, you know, and he was like, you all right? You know, and I was like, and I told him what happened. He's like, wow, man. And this is a big old guy, too, big movie. He's like, you want a hug, man? I was like, no, I don't need a hug, man. I appreciate it, though. You know, and he just talked to me the whole day because I guess his dad had passed away, too. And, man, you want to talk about God putting someone in place when they're needed. This dude, you know what I'm saying? His name's Justin. This dude was definitely a godsend for being with me that day. You know what I mean? Because me and dad didn't get along, so I was going through all kinds of, you know, you don't want to see anybody leave.
Yeah.
So, him reaching out to me, total stranger, was amazing.
Yeah, and that's one of those that, you know, God put him in your path for a reason. Yeah, he was meant to be there that day around you because you needed somebody like him to talk to you like that. Man, I've had many times like that too.
His helper called out that day. That's the only reason I got paired with him. I was going with this other crew, and they were like, "Hey, my guy called out, bro. I need you at least." You know, I love the. Do you know what you're doing? yeah, I got it, dude. He's like, I hope so, man. You know. Moving furniture. I mean, you only get paid neck down, but that better be on point, that neck down.
Yeah.
You better be Daniel LaRusso out there carrying a dresser, you know, or you're not part of the club. You're not part of the crew. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys that are that maybe just joined us, we were supposed to have a special guest tonight, Victoria. But she was having some internet problems, and that's why we went on late. And that's probably why it looks like absolutely nobody's on right now watching, but that's okay. We had to pivot and we this episode today, 36, it's don't walk by. We're talking about you see people in public or even at home, your family, or even online, Josh, you know, if you see somebody that's struggling, man, don't just walk by. You know,
if you see a podcast with no viewers, don't just walk by. Jump in there. Watch them, man. They might talk about something you enjoy. Well, there is nobody watching. Hey, John.
Nobody is watching.
How you doing, bro? How you doing?
What's up?
Come on, bust a rock, bust a rock.
That felt so good, man. I'm so low.
Dude, if we didn't get most of our views on the rewatch, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, all right, man, we're just turning it in, bro.
People are used to us coming on at 7:30. We came on at 8-something.
So, yeah,
but it's okay. Things happen, you know. It really does. You know, internet problems happen, so it's okay. So we did the
actually
old
a good pivot. Show, bro. What are you? Yeah,
it's laid back and fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know. I use a lot of examples from a lot of different topics. You know what I'm saying? It's just how I've always spoke, man. I got ADHD. You know. I am sorry. The adult version. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm glad you guys stuck this show out with us, man. We like we keep saying, we had to pivot, so it was a last minute topic change, and I think that's okay. But I think it's about time for me to get to my final thoughts, Mr. Josh.
Yes, sir. Please.
And
yes, sir.
We will close this bad boy out. So, you guys, this is my final thoughts. Tonight's conversation really comes down to something simple, but something powerful. Every single day we walk past people who are fighting battles we know nothing about. The person at the gas station, the cashier at the grocery store, the coworker who suddenly got quiet, the stranger sitting alone somewhere. And most of the time, life moves so fast that we don't even notice. We walk by, we scroll past, we keep going. But what if those moments aren't accidents? What if God places people in our path on purpose? Not so we can just judge them, not so we can ignore them, but so we can remind them that they're not invisible. You don't have to have perfect words. You don't have to solve their problems. Sometimes all it takes is a smile, a kind word, or simply asking, "Hey, are you okay?" You never know when the small moment of kindness might be the very thing that keeps someone going. And that's what this world needs more of right now. People who slow down long enough to care. Because sometimes the miracle someone is praying for is simply another human being who stopped long enough to notice them. So as you leave tonight, I want to challenge you with this. If you see someone struggling, don't just walk by. Be the kindness. Be the encouragement. Be the light. And remember, the smallest act of love can make the biggest difference in someone's life. And those are my final thoughts, my friend. So,
we
stumbled through episode 36.
Yeah. What's up, Mr. Ventura? How you doing, boss? Welcome to the show.
Oh, Ventura's in the house, huh?
I ain't gonna pull in at the last second. Love it.
Yeah, you're gonna slide in at the last minute. Look at him, Mr. Ventura. Hey, Ventura, get my truck back, bro.
Right, I'm hoping you're the one with it, man. I'm telling you what.
I hope you got my truck.
Right. Next time, just go ahead and take mine next time, man. I don't mind. You know what I mean? If they say anything, just look at them like, "Hey, man, look, we're going to take the other truck." Okay.
But thanks for joining us, guys. We had to pivot at the last minute, but it was actually kind of fun. We'll see you next weekend at the same time. But the pivot wasn't that bad, Josh. The pivot,
I don't think so, buddy.
Wasn't that bad.
Make sure you
guys don't forget. You guys don't forget to check us out next week. Don't forget to go to the YouTube and put in the search bar, put at Light It Up Live. All the way. And no matter what you say, your story isn't over. Your light isn't gone. It's just waiting for you to turn it back on. We'll see you next time on Light It Up Live. God bless.
God bless.
Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes.
Welcome home to light it up life. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up live. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up live.